Online Podcast 133.
Hello everyone, welcome to Online Podcast. This is a stereo podcast, so you have to listen to it with the headphones that you can hear all the people laughing around us. And having with me tonight is tonight
live.
Right now, it's live from what is this place? The Plaza in Kansas City, one of the best shopping,
yes.
Outdoor shopping area.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And I have a wonderful friend here for a long time.
It's 1997.
You can hear her on the left side laughing. And I was walking really fast, and so she couldn't catch up. She said, "Don't walk so fast, I'm on the cast." Her left foot broke from playing basketball.
Too fat for basketball.
Yeah, and her mom said she's too fat for basketball. And I said that she can be the ball. Talking about, you know, we're always comparing fat because that's what we struggle with. You know, we're both chunky.
Yep.
We're both a little chunky. And so you get to join our crazy girls' night out.
Girls, did you say my name already?
I did. Oh, yeah, no, not yet. Maiko is her name. She's on my show several times already.
Every Hello, time. Listener.
Say hi to everyone. Say hi to all the friends that you want them to listen to.
Hi, all my friends. Hi, Mari.
So it's a little noisy here because you can hear the street, and we're actually walking down the street here on the plaza.
Actually, Mari really listened to your show. She really
liked
it. Yeah.
Oh, good.
She said it was so funny.
Yeah.
So I had to send her email.
Thank you, Mari.
Again. Yeah. So she's pregnant.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, having a baby. She's so skinny. I look more pregnant like she does.
Oh.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even I look pregnant.
Yeah, you are. No.
I'm a little pregnant all over.
I think you're just a little bit, but not. You said you're so fat, you know.
I am.
But you're not that fat.
I'm like 192 pounds.
That's heavy.
I know. Before I started podcasting, I was 172 or something
like
that.
That's not cute.
So we're looking at. I like the blue. Dresses and stuff. I'm bored.
What?
Just looking at dresses and I'm bored. Are you sure you want to go to Cheesecake Factory?
Yes. Why not?
I don't know.
This is my third time being in the Cheesecake. I love the place.
Why don't you want to try some other place?
Oh, I want a Cheesecake Factory.
Okay, sure, fine.
Because I want a tiramisu sharing with you. Again. This is my third time tiramisu. No wonder I'm gaining weight. Actually, I lost some. I lost some.
No, we're both very passionate about food.
Yeah, like all... something creamy.
Yeah. I know there's several podcasters out there, Matt Weinstein, Wonder Wisdom, who are big foodies. We love food. And we're all fat.
Wonder too.
Wonder Wisdom and Matt Weinstein. And we're all fat.
Funny.
This is going to be on tomorrow's show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So, I will be...
But you know what, look,
Let me explain first.
What?
The reason why you didn't get any workout piece on Tuesday was because, first of all, Andrew, my workout fitness instructor...
Fat to Fab?
Yeah, from Fat to Fab segment creator, Andrew, was a little bit late with his assignment. But that's fine, that's totally fine, because I still cannot make 15 push-ups continuously yet.
That was
even though
so
it's
funny.
On even though it's on the knee, mm-hmm. on my knees,
yeah.
I still cannot do 15. I can do up to 10 now. So I do 10 and 5.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure tomorrow I can do 12.
Okay.
But at least it doesn't hurt my arms like before. So that's the reason why you didn't get that audio on Tuesday, and I was too lazy to do anything, and I posted something on Wednesday on my website. But anyway, you don't care. You will be getting that next week. So new content next week on Tuesday. And we're right now walking. Let's go to the water so that we can get some sound.
Okay.
And she's actually holding my hand. We're like two old married couples.
Yeah, everybody thinks we look like a couple.
Oh, what's that?
Oh no.
And so, that was a kid. And you can hear the water.
Yeah.
We have a little fountain up here. Did you know that Kansas City is what is it called? Like the Fountain City, like next to Rome, Kansas City has the most fountains.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
something
no, I never
like
heard
that.
Where did you hear that?
I heard it somewhere. So people from Kansas City, you may let me know whether that's true. I know that's true.
This is the ugliest statue I've ever seen.
Who is he? He must be something.
So ugly, though.
Do you have a camera?
Yes, I do.
You can take a picture. I can post it on my website. I don't have my camera. My camera is in for service.
Okay, what happened to your camera?
It broke. So anyway, so you'll get to hear this on Thursday.
Okay, great.
Right now it's Wednesday night.
Okay. How are we gonna take pictures?
Oh, we're gonna take it together. Oh, is this new?
You guys want us to take one?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
We look like a couple, I guess.
It's kind of dark. Is there a way to make it lighter?
No.
I think the flash will probably come up.
Okay. Okay, great.
Okay. Oh, good.
Perfect.
Okay,
thank you. Thank you so much.
Gosh, my arm's so fat.
But you said
my arm's so fat.
Why was my arm?
My arm looks like a leg. My arms look like a leg. Oh, John, you should cover my arm. You're supposed to cover.
Where?
Oh, it's so fat.
It's not fat.
Oh man. I should suck it in my stomach too.
That's what we talked about.
You look skinny as me.
Of course, I'm in the middle.
Okay, let's do our face shot. Can you do like this?
Yeah. Let's just do like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, it's gonna be big fat face.
Are you still there?
Oh my god. That's kinda nice. Okay, there you go. Make sure it doesn't fall into the fountain.
I forgot about this.
Yeah. God, it'll so be loud. Too loud, I know.
Yeah. Oh, look. I look cute.
Yeah, I look like Yoko Ono.
Let me take your song.
Oh. How about just the ugly statue?
Huh? Just the ugly statue?
Yeah. So talk about the ugly statue.
Who is ugly sugar cane? That is the ugliest thing.
Does anyone know? If anyone knows who this guy is.
So ugly.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. Turn out.
Yeah,
nice.
Kind of nice.
Yeah. Okay, let's go eat.
Okay, let's go eat.
I'm not very hungry yet, but I want to sit.
I'm very hungry. Hey, can you? I don't think you.
Oh, wait. Let me do this. I'm going to self-promote my website. I mean, my t-shirt company. I'm exposing my breath. From above, so I'm skinny. Yes. Oh shit, I'm fat.
I know that's bad because background I can't see it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe inside.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go. How much time is it already? Huh? Oh, it's only 8 minutes, so that's good.
Okay, let's go. Okay,
so
I'm
where to go.
Going to have.
So you guys are gonna love Maiko. I just wish that she's close to me and we can do a show all the time together.
I know, I love
it. Okay, Maiko's my...
Oh, look at the baby, so cute. Someday we can have babies.
Oh, you have some babies. Maiko's my fat hag.
That was that a long time ago.
Yeah, we should talk about...
We should talk about how we met and stuff.
I thought we did.
We already did.
Yeah,
why
we already
did. Why don't we do that again?
And the story changed. Go ahead.
So we can go outside and do more.
Oh yeah, sure. So we're gonna go outside. So we got this vibrator. Not vibrator, it's a buzzer thing.
You are so nasty.
Oh.
Why are you listening to the vibrator?
No one's gonna let the mic pick it up. Oh, that's it, that's it. I just pointed it and I moved away. Oh, there's wind. There's wind. There's wind. Sit, sit, sit. We're crazy.
Like, sit over here.
So
yeah, put it down.
My ghost, my so fag hag. And we always have fun when so she comes in town.
I know, but you know, after I get married, I'm going to live in Kansas City.
How are you?
Yes, did I tell you?
Yes.
I told sort you. Well, so, this is our plan.
No, are you sure you want to be on the internet?
No.
Okay, then don't tell me.
Anyway, someday.
I'm sorry there's wind though. I hope the breeze just feels good, but I don't want it to be too loud for the microphone.
I'm not going
to
say the date or anything, but like someday. Like someday soon, somewhere I'll live in Kansas City.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Maybe I'll move away. No, I won't move away because of you, but I said, who knows?
No, wait till a couple more years.
Oh, sure, of course.
Yeah. So anyway, a couple of years, I'm coming a year after probably.
Okay, so we are at the Cheesecake Factory. It's kind of like the default, like every time we say, let's go out and eat at the plaza, Michael would say, let's go to the Cheesecake Factory. And yesterday, she said she's going to go to the Brio's.
You said pricey.
It's pricey, but there's other places too.
Cheesecake.
Oh, I don't want the wind to ruin it though. The wind? The wind beneath my ears?
That's like a song.
Wind beneath my wings. I just flapped my wings as I was saying, wind beneath my wings. It's good to see you.
Good to see you too. Haven't been seen for a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been chatting online.
Yeah,
more
but we haven't seen it. How long? A couple of months?
When was the last time I saw you? Before your foot was broken.
Yeah, that was far before. Was it? No, we couldn't see each other.
That was before your boyfriend, I don't want to say his name. Before
he left.
Yeah, before he left.
So that...
Oh, wait.
That's been 6 months.
There's already. Wind. Strong wind. Oh my god, sorry, six wind.
Months. Oh, he's gonna be like that.
Yeah.
Maybe
we should go inside.
Okay, make it sound like a Mulan.
Huh? What?
Sounds like more live. Like,
yeah. Like more real life.
Yeah, more real life.
It is very real life.
Yeah, it has been 6 months I've been having long distance.
Somebody smoking a cigar there. Let's go inside, yeah. We smell cigars, so we have to go. It's making me cough and I have asthma.
I know.
Are you have asthma? I have asthma. It's actually pretty bad lately. Do you want to sit here or
but
sit?
It's going to be echoish. But it's not too loud either?
No, it'll be fine. So I just stand right here.
Okay, so you have asthma.
I have asthma. I call it asthma.
Asthma?
Like ass. Like butt. Asthma. There's a lot of gay people.
I know. I noticed there's so many happy people.
They're happy. Okay, that's what you say, like happy.
Yeah, and it's so funny, like when I came
back.
How do
they say in Japanese?
Happy.
Oh, remember we called Wonder Wisdom one time?
Yeah. She left a message.
Yeah.
What happened?
Do you want to do that again?
Yeah, can we?
Yeah.
She might be online.
She's not online, but I'll just leave a message.
On the phone.
Oh, you say happy 1 year anniversary to her because the show is 1 year anniversary?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to get my phone out trying to call Wonder Wisdom.
In Japanese?
In Japanese, yeah. And I want you to say, what this is John's Peck Hag. There's a drunken man.
I love the drink.
Like what?
You're like,
oh, I don't know if I have.
Hey.
Oh, okay, here it is. What? Where's my vibrator? Oh, it's here. the buzzer thing. Here it is.
Maybe
he must have
high. Or wait for the tone to leave a voice message.
Okay, it's here.
Begin speaking at the tone. Put your phone. Hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hello, Wonder Darling. This is John Ong. I have a message for you in Japanese. Hang on a second.
Wanda-san, 1周年,
oh my god, that's it? Thank you, darling. Bye. That's short. That felt cheap. Say some more. Say more things.
Wanda-san, kirei. Ja ne.
Why are you so stingy?
I said Wanda's beautiful.
Huh?
I said Wanda's beautiful.
Oh, she's gorgeous. She's big too. And she likes ice cream.
I like food.
She likes ice cream. She likes creamy stuff.
Creamy stuff is number one.
She's big, like me.
I'd like to see you someday.
Well, no, we're all big girls here.
We 우리 도 가면 치즈케이크 파티 together sometimes.
Say in Japanese.
아, 에, 이츠카이마쇼. 사이다나.
You are so cheap. Okay, bye, Wonder. Bye.
I'm not cheap. I don't know how. It, I said everything what you told me.
But it's so, like, say more.
Well, it's long though. So, does she live in Kansas City?
No, she's in Minneapolis.
Ah, okay. Anyway.
So, we're here and we're waiting for our table. It's about 10 minutes wait. And we have our vibrator here.
Vibrator?
Mm-hmm. It'll vibrate when the table is ready.
Hey.
Kind of like when you're ready.
I'm really.
You move on. What?
I really thought he is happy. The guy.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
I thought so. But he's
not.
Have you ever thought that?
Ew, that's music. Maybe I should go outside.
Sounds like your voice.
Sounds like my voice? Ooh, do I sound that good?
yeah, actually. You sing for my wedding. Oh, I want you to be my wedding singer and I want you to design the invitation, everything.
Oh, sure.
Can you do that for me?
Yes.
Okay. But really, today I want you to be a live singer.
Like in the reception?
Yeah,
or?
At the reception, you sing.
Is he Christian, churchy, Christian?
Well, it's Christian, but reception, like you sing something like a nice romantic song.
Oh, I can sing like all that kind of jazzy stuff.
Exactly, jazzy.
Yeah, I'll be doing a whole lot of that.
But do you have pianist?
I don't have, but I can find something.
Can you find it? Excellent. Because we'll probably say thank you for like some gift. Thank you gift. You know, some cash. Maybe. I don't know, I have to talk to Chris.
Yeah, just the first thing. Okay, this is going to be crazy, and let's see, it's a crazy Thursday show, and I hope you have a great weekend. What time is it? I want to make sure that
we need to talk something about, like, our history. Later.
Okay, we can talk about that. Oh yeah, we'll definitely chat more when we sit down.
And it, so, have a food so they can hear our reaction about something green.
So maybe I'll just edit this down or something. Or maybe I'll stop it. How about we do a second show? Like on next week, next Monday, we'll talk about our...
Fat.
We'll talk about fat all the time. Let's talk about fat right now.
Okay, let's talk about fat.
Now...
Okay, I am cutting.
I'm eating everything. But I want to start exercising. That's my new way of losing weight.
Okay, my boyfriend, he
I don't even care if I lose weight. I just want to be
fit.
Yeah.
Me too.
I don't want to be necessarily small. I just want to be healthy. Yeah. Because I'm old. I think I'm over how I look. Of course, if I can look gorgeous, that's fine. But I'm over what... Because, you know, I have a husband of 8 years. And I don't really care now, and it's over, and I'm like...
But it's good for your health, I think.
Yeah,
like today, I went to the meeting for the American Heart Association, whatever, the event, like a Go Red or something for women.
Uh-huh.
It was so hysterical because...
Hysterical?
Because PhD person came to have presentations like how we should fit and healthy, and obviously people are member for that, you know, supposed to be really conscious about heart and stuff, eat right, whatever. About 70% get
donuts.
Overweight. Unbelievably overweight. So then I was like, me, I'm chubby, but I look skinny, thank you. So I feel better, so you know, I didn't have to feel bad eating stuff in there. But I thought this is the reality. So I thought, you know, we gotta be careful about
Now I want to talk about what we eat is important, but I also want to talk about exercising, because for me exercising is really hard, because I am not one of those people who naturally love working out. I hate working out.
What? Remember when you were at school?
I know.
You were working out.
I was 150 pounds. Can you imagine that?
Okay,
and you since I graduated.
I think I look about 10 pounds heavier. No, maybe...
You didn't want me to see how much you weigh. Remember? You were like trying to hide it. Every time we I would go weigh it and you would weigh it and you won't let me see.
I mean, right now.
This is how many years ago? This is 1998.
98.
When we were working out together.
Yeah, and then I think right now it's a little bit heavier than that. No, I'm not too. Because I lost.
Which is
that.
What?
What?
Mine?
I'm not gonna tell you. What the?
Tell the whole world. Tell 300 people. Tell 300 people.
Yes, you were skinny. Remember, you look so good.
I was very skinny.
But you were so obsessed about that.
I was very obsessed with it.
Audition.
You know why? Yeah, because I had my audition. And I was trying to be a singer on the cruise ship,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, and you just came out too.
Yeah, I just came out and
so
I wanted to be gorgeous.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
I want to be available on the market,
yeah,
you know?
I still remember when you were crying.
Oh, God. Oh, we should talk about that.
Yeah, I miss it.
Oh, we'll talk about that. Okay, you just have to tune in on Monday next week. We'll talk about, yeah, we'll talk about good old times.
Yeah, I feel so
sad. Dead old times.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. And what I'm going to say is exercising, I think, is the only key for me to be able to get healthy. Not just cutting out food. The thing is, it's so hard for me to do it that I know it's very overwhelming since I haven't done it for so long. So I came up with the idea when I was chatting with Andrew on the phone, on iChat, and I said, why don't you do a segment for me, but you have to remember, and again, I'm going to stress it again, it's for FLS, fat, lazy, and stupid. Fat, lazy, and stupid. Fat meaning, you know, I'm fat, and then lazy because I'm too lazy to do exercise, and it's stupid because I don't know anything about exercise, so I don't know what to start. So, and he's very fit, so he is creating this whole regimen for me in particular, you know, especially focusing on the FLS part. And so far I'm doing good. Every single day I do my 15 push-ups. Sometimes, the other day I actually did 30. I did 15 in the morning and 15 at night. I'm still on my knees. One of my friends called it a girlish or girly push-up because it's on my knees. I tried doing the actual push-up. I can only do 3. At first, I couldn't even do 1. So I can do 3 now at least.
Oh, good.
Then it's only like 1 week, a little bit over a week. So I did my push-ups today and it didn't hurt. The first time I did it, it hurt. The one that I recorded last week. Show 129.
You sound like you having sex or something.
Oh my God.
Like, oh God, that was hard.
I was on the floor. I know, and my knees hurt. The carpet is very, very
so
flat.
Hard.
So if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to show 129. You get to hear my agony of doing my first 15 push-ups. No, it's not orgasm at all. It was awful. And
I want to ask Andrew that. Okay, now I'm injured, my ankle.
Why
right?
don't you?
Can I?
Right? Yeah. Why don't you ask him? He listens to the show. You okay. Ask him that. You can also email him. His email is fromfat2fab@gmail.com.
Okay, because I want to ask him because I'm injured my ankle right now because I used to run, right? I can't run anymore. How can I do cardiovascular without using my leg too much?
Swimming.
Ah, good idea. Right now, but I'm on cast. I can
just
sit up and stuff.
I guess you can do sit ups.
Yeah.
Or you can just eat.
Game away. Nah. My baby lost 20 pounds in 3 months.
Oh my God.
What he did was food change, of course, because he's, you know, over there.
Uh huh. Yeah. He's outside of the country.
Yeah, outside of the country. And then he did cardiovascular every day. He run. He said cardio. That's the way to do his way.
Yeah.
Because he has to have some standard for the weight to be in, you know, that thing, you know?
Uh-huh. I guess he can say it.
Okay, in the army, right?
Yeah.
So, he was a little bit overweight for that. So he did a cardio. Now he's fit. Ooh, he looked really hot. I can't wait when he comes back because you know what's going to happen.
Oh, I know, you horny Japanese girl.
The whole world listening to this one.
Well, it's a fact, isn't it?
But so true.
Yes.
6 months, I haven't done anything. Dragon me crazy.
You haven't done anything? You haven't done anything with anybody?
No, I haven't done with anything, with any man or anything.
Oh my God. Did you? Really?
Yeah. Why should?
Did you, like, get moldy? Does it get moldy?
This is very difficult.
Or do you use Kleenex? I mean, or Windex? You use Windex to clean so it doesn't get moldy. Yeah. You scrub it, polish it until it comes to a sparkle.
Probably spider web in there.
Let's go sit.
Let's go sit.
So we're changing.
Okay, I'm going to look at the menu.
Why?
Because I want to know what I'm going to eat.
No, let's talk about food. I mean, let's talk about us first.
Oh, we talk about exercise.
So that's the reason why I want to do my exercise.
Look, I don't look that fat.
I do. And
You should tell audience that I look good.
She's gorgeous. I think some of you saw her, you know, from the last podcast. Remember you were, I took a picture of your boobs at the Thai restaurant?
Did you put it online?
Huh? I did.
I didn't even see know it. That.
I asked you if I can put it. You said
I
yes.
I didn't know that.
It's online.
Really? Yeah. Some people thought I'm cute.
Oh, actually do, yeah.
Oh, ooh, who said that?
Another gay guy. So it doesn't work.
You can email me, michael.com. I don't have that.
So her name is Michael. It's actually M-A-I-K-O. Uh-huh. It's not Michael.
A lot of people call me Mikael, Michael, or something like that. But
oh, actually,
Maiko. But actually,
it's
Michael.
Maiko. Okay, teach me some Japanese before we end the show. Usually, you know how I end my show? You know, you don't listen to
my show.
You
want to say fat in Japanese?
Yeah. Oh, no, I know what it is. Oki. No, that's big.
That's big. You know Dev Store?
Huh?
Dev Store?
No.
In at the mall? DEB, Dev Store?
Dev Store, yeah.
Dev.
I don't go to mall.
Okay, anyway, DEB, Dev.
Yeah, like Debbie.
Debbie.
Uh huh.
What is it? I have a funny story.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're gonna have to tune back and listen to all our stories in the next several weeks. Oh good, then, which means I don't have to do any new show. I can record it all and then post it all separate time.
Okay, this is a funny story. I used to work at the Porter Lab, right?
Uh-huh.
School. My old, graduate assistant person.
Guy.
Are you listening to me or just checking
out the
hot guy?
You're so bitch. No, because the hot guy, listen to the first one.
No.
No, the first one is not. The first table?
No.
The chair is on the outside.
No. Anyway,
it's so stand like that.
The lady is really cute, right? Her name is Deborah.
Uh-huh.
So everybody call her Deb.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't call her name for a long time because Deb in Japanese is fat.
Oh.
But she is really big.
Oh. Hello, Deb.
So, but finally I had to say, hey, Deb.
Deb?
Debu.
What? No. What is it? Debu.
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 Debu is fat in Japanese. But her name is Deb. But sounds like a Debu.
Debu no Debu.
Yeah, Debu no Debu.
Fat.
Oki Debu is big fat.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, so I feel bad.
Debu.
Yeah.
Watashi wa oki Debu desu.
Exactly.
Chou oki Debu.
You're not that oki.
Yeah, I'm not, but I'm just overweight.
You're not that fat though.
I'm overweight.
You worry.
I have too
just
much
a little, fat. Just a little
no
bit.
No chubby, yeah.
Just a little bit. Because I remember you were so skinny.
Yeah,
you
I remember that too.
Sickness skinny, remember?
Yeah, it was not
too thin.
Yeah, it was too thin.
Yeah,
because I'm kind of tall. I'm about 6 feet tall, and 5'11" and a half. I guess if you round it up, that's 6. Yeah.
Oh, Chris is 6'1".
So 5'11" and a half.
You remember how many times I told you?
Yeah, perfect height, right?
Perfect height.
Good for you.
I know. So he's a little taller than me, so I can wear my heels and stuff. So
okay, let's talk about. No, we can't talk about that 6 month thing yet. Cause we're in the public location.
We talk about.
I want to talk about your polishing your Windex, Windex and polishing your hoo-ha.
Remember that my mother was laughing about like.
Vagina.
Manko
and Chin. Oh yeah. Your manko. We have to talk about your Windexing your manko. Ladies and gentlemen, manko. So I hope this is not too crazy a show for all of you.
Yeah.
I know I've been pretty serious for the last few shows.
Oh, really? Why?
Only just back the stuff back. that I talk about. You know, being
What are you talking about?
Last on Monday I talk about how people are. People who support gay marriage, the marriage amendment and
okay,
all that.
Okay, I have something to talk about that, okay. This is a great show because we are having a lot of...
Actually, a show is about to end though.
Oh, you're going to end
What are you going to talk about?
Okay, well, at my school, my professor, she is actually gay. And she actually have baby. They adopt the baby. Now, they had a conference. I attend the conference. They were having comparison about Canada government, American government, how different for the gay marriage. But actually, the conclusion she did was why they should be so worried about like gay people have to have categorized okay,
it's not.
Gay marriage. It's why they can't why the two people loving each other so much, why they can't just be together?
The reason is the root of the problem is because of deep hatred. And they of course they deny it. I mean who would what? Admit that I hate gay people? Of course they're gonna deny it, but if they stop and think, the reason why is because they are just bigots, meaning they hate gay people and they don't want gay people to have the same rights. They don't want gay people to be happy.
But you know what, listen, you guys are human beings. Bottom line, you're human beings. That me and my professor, we really talk about that too. Because, I mean, like marriage, like when I try to get married with somebody, because I truly love somebody, that's why. Well, he just happened to be a man, so, you know, I'm just straight. But why my professor cannot have same standards like right? She should have. She's no criminal. But people always say, oh, she's a gay professor. Why should they have to put the category on?
Like,
she's wonderful, cool. I mean, she's a number one professor. You know, smart, you know? I really don't understand. And then, if they're really talking about that, you know? And I don't think, okay, you can do this, you can do that. I don't think anybody should just like, be separated, you know, like bottom line, we are human beings, it should have it. That's what me and her, we really talking, really like passionate,
a lot of people who are afraid of gay people are crazy obsessed with sex. They're crazy, you know, they're psycho, they always think about sex. And they
what?
Think about gay people, they think about sex. They think about gay people, and that's why they always relate gay people to child molestation and all that, because they themselves are crazy. Because they themselves are psychotic, and every time they think about gay people, they think of sex. And they're obsessed with that. Instead of us gay people being obsessed with sex, they are themselves being obsessed with sex, and that's why you're...
I'm so obsessed about sex. But nobody calls
I know, because
me,
you're
I'm
straight.
Criminal. But why it matter, you know?
Yeah, so it's just a bunch of hypocrites. It's just a bunch of
Yeah, exactly, hypocrite. Yeah.
And they are just making use of, well, the politicians are making use of. I talk about this, so you bored you listeners. I'm sorry, but politicians are making use of these issues that people have in their heart. They're so passionate about. Oh, we cannot have gay people. If you seriously ask them, they don't know why, because there's no reason. I mean, we're not hurting anybody, and. The politicians are using that as a tool to get people to vote for them. That's why the Republican Party is so focusing on gay adoption. They want to ban gay adoption. They want to ban even gay single gay person to adopt. Not you cannot even do that because of course they're freak. They are freaky. They are crazy. They're sex crazy people that. They think about gay people adopting a child, which means we're going to turn that child into a homosexual.
Well, how do you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, why don't we turn you into a homosexual?
Exactly.
The crazy people.
Yeah.
See how you feel being a homosexual. Like we cannot turn you into a homosexual, but hopefully we can turn you from a bigot to a loving person.
Because it's almost the end of the show. Yeah, but one more thing.
Uh-huh.
My professor actually, so I told you, adopt the kid. She seems like she's straight. You know, they're both mother, right? But she already interested in boy. So, they're not turning her to gay. You know what I mean? So that's a fact that we can see. So, I don't think it's, you know, makes sense that, you know, people just say, just assume it because they don't know. Anyway, this is really good
the
conversation.
The vibrator.
Okay, vibrator.
Can you
it's
hear?
It's good conversation. Right. I'm going to bathroom.
Wait, let's go to the table first.
I gotta pee.
Let's go to the table first.
Okay, let's go. I'm a crap.
Perfect timing.
Okay.
So, okay, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for downloading.
You.
And this is my show and my vibrator.
Oh, downloading.
And thank you for downloading the show.
And we're going to have tiramisu here.
Yes, if you haven't subscribed to the show, please subscribe now. And
I still didn't get a word to subscribe me today.
I'll explain more to you.
Okay.
And so
I'll see you
Monday.
Sayonara.
You'll hear more of Michael maybe Monday and even more.
Bye.
Sayonara.
Bye.
And don't forget to smile. Say it in Japanese.
Eh?
Say it in Japanese. Don't forget to smile.
Ego wasurezuni.
Bye.
Bye.
Langit biru kita.